According to AARP, the advocacy organization for older Americans, most seniors want to stay in their homes as they get older, but they often need help to maintain those homes and stay connected to their communities. And some cities and towns are making a concerted effort to be designated age-friendly. In part five of our series, In This Life, Patty White reports on who two main communities are teaming up to make aging in place a possibility for older residents.
Driving through downtown Richmond, Peter Warner and Dave Thompson don't get far without passing by a house of a senior they've helped.
This house here is where we helped with furniture and the door locks. Helped to move his furniture around so he could get around his house. He's on oxygen all the time and was having a hard time.
Warner and Thompson, both in their 60s, are part of the Village Lodge Handy Brigade. It's a group formed by the local masons that does minor repair jobs and chores free of charge for seniors in Richmond and neighboring Bodenham. It started about a year ago after one member helped a senior with a small project. Warner decided to develop it into a program to help others in the community who need it.
That aren't necessarily big job, a whole day job, but might be just something simple that a handyman might have to charge them $50 or $100 to do, but we could just help them out. And it's been things like put a hasp on a door to keep it from flying open.
Or installing storm windows or carbon monoxide detectors. After spreading the word through the local seniors group, Warner says the Handy Brigade has assisted about 30 households. Warner and Thompson have come to the home of the Ragsdales in Richmond to do some work on the bathrooms. The couple isn't home right now. 78-year-old Jeff Ragsdale is currently in rehab, recovering from a medical issue that left him temporarily unable to walk and talk. He's due to return home tomorrow, and Thompson says the bathrooms need adjustments.
We're taking the shower head off and installing a wand hose, and this will actually be able to switch so that they can use it for him, and then when she takes a shower, she can stand up and use the regular fittings.
He's unable to stand, so he needs the wand on the shower.
After testing the wand for leaks, they apply grip tape on the side of the shower, then head to another bathroom to prepare it for the installation of a grab bar. Within 30 minutes, they're done. And that means Jeff Ragsdale can come home.
These guys is a blessing in disguise for anybody who needs their service.
Sitting at his kitchen table about a week later, Ragsdale presses his finger into a Handy Brigade brochure to emphasize his point. Without the Handy Brigade, Ragsdale thinks it would have cost a few $100s to hire someone to do the work, which his wife Nancy says they can't afford.
Right now we're retirees and we live off our Social Security. And, you know, you can't go very far with that even. You have to plan different things. You can't just go out and spend like you'd like to.
It's small efforts like the Handy Brigade that make a big difference in helping seniors like Jeff and Nancy Ragsdale stay in their homes, even though they're reluctant to seek favors.
Since anything out there that we need, it's there. All we have to do is ask, and we're not one of those people.
What do you mean, one of those people?
Well, I don't like to ask. I've always done it on my own.
The Ragsdales are active in their church. Nancy used to work as a caregiver for seniors in their homes. Before Jeff landed in the hospital, he volunteered at the food pantry for Meals on Wheels and gave rides to other seniors.
It's a community where people care about each other. They've got a strong church ethic in the town, as well as neighbor helping neighbor. And that's basically what helps the senior population.
Lori Saunders is director of the Golden Oldies Senior Center in Richmond. She says there are many models for making communities age-friendly, but Bodenham and Richmond have found a way to work with existing organizations to provide things like the Handy Brigade, a ride program, exercise classes, and social meetups. In fact, Bodenham is one of the nearly 30 AARP-designated age-friendly communities in Maine, the most for any state in the country. Bodenham was also selected by the World Health Organization in 2014 to help develop age-friendly community indicators. Saunders says these two communities have had success in part because they cultivate local volunteers, many of them seniors, to help people age in place.
It's their comfort zone, and to take them out of that or have to remove them from that, I think, is a burden to them as well as their families. and the community as a whole. It doesn't matter how old you are in a community, you still have something to offer.
Jeff Ragsdale is eager to get back to volunteering as soon as he's able, and he and Nancy are happy that he could return to his home to recover, worry-free, after help from the Village Lodge Handy Brigade. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.